$289.89 today.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the floating pier built by U.S. personnel off the coast of Gaza now ready to receive the first aid ship set to arrive in the coming days. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
The U.S. expects about maybe 500 tons of food aid to be delivered into Gaza off of a ship over the coming days. The way this works is the cargo ship is offloaded onto a floating platform where trucks are waiting. Those trucks are then loaded onto smaller vessels that carry it to the end of that 500-yard pier.
Fierce fighting in Rafah and northern Gaza is hindering aid into the enclave. Ukraine's leader calls Russia's latest attack in Kharkiv very serious and says the delay in critical weapons from the U.S. has impacted Ukraine's ability to defend its territory. The Justice Department submitted notice to reclassify marijuana to a lesser offense. President Biden says it will also reverse longstanding inequities in criminal sentences. This is ABC News. An Arkansas sheriff is being praised and criticized for an experiment at the county jail in Little Rock that has led to a Netflix reality show.
In the 8-segment series, the cells were unlocked and the guards removed from one jail unit.
To show that people will rise up to our expectations.
Eric Higgins, in his second term as Pulaski County Sheriff, calls the experiment successful.
And these individuals, they stepped up.
Other officials say Higgins overstepped his authority in allowing the show Unlocked, a jail experiment, to be shot in his jail, that he exploited inmates and his own staff. The county has turned down a $60,000 check from the company that produced the program. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Apple has unveiled new accessibility features powered by artificial intelligence. They include eye tracking, which allows users with physical disabilities to control their iPhone or iPad with their eyes. And Music Haptics also allows the hearing impaired to experience music through taps and vibrations. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A former Kenosha middle school teacher accused of sending inappropriate selfies to a 14-year-old student is in court Wednesday. Prosecutors say 29-year-old Christian Enright sent hundreds of Snapchat messages to the girl, some with sexual implications. Enright pleaded not guilty to 22 misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct that his attorney tried to dismiss.
I think that the criminal complaint is completely lacking.
in establishing that at the time that these alleged messages were sent, that they tended to cause or provoke a disturbance.
Prosecution, however, disagreed.
I don't see how looking at these images, anyone could say that it was appropriate for a teacher to send these to a child.
Enright posted a $5,000 cash bond. He's to have no contact with schools or children. A week after a ransomware cyber attack struck Ascension Hospital System, patients and providers remain frustrated. Wisconsin Federation of Nurses President Connie Smith tells Fox 6 Milwaukee nurses are having to work off paper records, and that can be challenging in some settings.
When you're comparing exams, that's where we're going to have our biggest issue, because you don't have the comparison there to look at. So all we want to do is be able to give the best care we can, and we can't.
Ascension is one of the nation's largest healthcare providers, operating 140 hospitals. Some varieties of cream cheese sold at Aldi stores in Wisconsin are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. The cheeses are from Schreiber Foods, and they have sell-by dates from October 20th to September 22nd. The varieties being recalled are the whipped cream cheese spread, chive and onion, and strawberry cream. Aldi says you should toss out the contents of the containers, but you can bring back the tubs for a full refund. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Impressed by the risk of planning delays.
Live from the city of luxurious fountains via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we begin with an unscripted conversation with Farm Journal's own Tyne Morgan and Clinton Griffiths. Then we chat with Greg McBride from Allendale. Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, your beloved host, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Yeah, just so I, you know, if you did not hear this morning, all right, we have a rare happening. This morning I said it's not quite as rare as Halley's Comet. It's not quite as rare as the full eclipse of the sun, but...
Well, I would argue equally as spectacular, though.
Oh, yeah, it is, because Davis, Big Apple Joe Stackler, and I are all in the same place at the same time and actually kind of looking at each other right now.
Yeah, all just sort of looking at each other.
Right.
The three Agmigos.
The three Agmigos. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Right here at the Nexus.
You know, we've got to do this every now and then just to prove that we're not just a one-guy show.
Bro, it's been like over 2 years since I've been out of the bunker myself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't even know there were still people out here. It's weird.
Well, and you can tell by your social behavior.
Yes. Yeah. Needs a little work.
We need to talk to you. We need to keep HR uninvolved. but you're challenging us.
That would be ideal.
You're
challenging us. Happy to do
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis.
Yo.
We've got Big Apple Joe Stackler down with us as well. A little bit of a different format for the show today.
A little bit.
Yeah, we're going to do markets. We're going to do news. We've got Oliver coming up here after we get through with markets.
Yep.
But then we're going to have a conversation with Clinton Griffiths from Ag Day TV and Tyne Morgan, U.S. Farm Report. Mm-hmm. who right now are launching a brand new podcast, video podcast on YouTube called Unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear all about that from Tyne Clinton coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
You bet.
Then, second half of the show, Greg McBride. We're talking markets. Greg is with Allendale Inc. All right, man, let's get to it.
Well, Chip, July hard red winter wheat futures opened at yesterday's low, spiked that support, and then rallied to solid gains, then gave all the gains back to close near the low of the day. July soft red winter wheat saw similar price action, but extended losses below yesterday's low. That marked the third consecutive lower close in SRW futures as the market corrects from last week's advance. Export sales of wheat in the week ended May 9 totaled 78,500 metric tons for old crop and just over 449,000 metric tons for new crop, both in line with pre-report trade expectations. July hard red winter wheat futures were 1¾ cents lower at 673¼. July SRW wheat down 2½, 663¼. July spring wheat closed at 730¼. That's down a nickel today.
3 days down on this downside correction. It should stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the upside price move that we had in place is going to continue, 3 days down in this correction, that should be it. Yeah. We need to close higher tomorrow.
Foreign export sales, week ended May 9, totaled just over 742,000 metric tons. Not surprisingly, Mexico topped the list of corn buyers. USDA also reported the sale of just over 128,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery in the next marketing year, and all of that sale also went to Mexico. The risk of planting delays in the middle of the Corn Belt is a factor traders are watching, but it failed to provide support for corn prices today. July corn futures posted a third consecutive lower close with a settlement below the opening range. Jeez, as markets add on downside momentum, July corn futures 5½ cents lower today, 457. September corn down 5½ to 467¾. December corn futures closed at 481¾, down 5¼ cents.
You know, it's not just the lower close. It's how we are closing lower that we've also got to pay attention to. The closes below the opening range after trying to rally early in the session. That's the momentum draining out of the market.
Export sales of soybeans in the week ended May 9 of nearly 266,000 metric tons fell short of trade expectations. Soybean meal sales of just over 300,000 metric tons and bean oil sales of 9,000 metric tons were in line with trade expectations. July soybean futures found resistance at 1220 for a fifth consecutive session with the front month contract drifting into a sideways trading range.
Mm-hmm.
Traders are watching planting progress in the Midwest, but most argue it is too early to be too concerned about a potential impact on soybean yields. July soybeans today 2¾ cents higher, but 1216 at a quarter. August beans up a half a penny, 1216 at 3/4. November beans closed at 1199, down 2 cents.
July beans seem to be caught between 12 and 1220. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to break it out of it right now.
Well, July cotton today was 83 points higher at 76.24. On your livestock, heavyweight choice graded box beef prices were $2.74 higher again this morning, but movement did slow, just 51 loads. June live cattle opened on session lows, spiked to the highest level since April 1, then pulled back to a mid-range close. June live cattle up 77½ cents, 179.02½. August feeder futures 147½ higher, but 257.35. And on your snout side, June lean hog futures posted an outside trading day with a low range open and a mid-range close. June hogs today 87½ higher at 98.37½. And October lean hogs a dime higher, 84.67½. Chip Lorre.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. Hey, good afternoon, Oliver. Hey, good afternoon, Oliver.
Hey, sorry about that, Chip. How are we doing today?
Doing real good, real good. Better than wheat and corn. 3 days down. Does that concern you a little bit?
Well, you know, the old saying is that the funds like to do things in days of three. We'll see if that holds or not. I've been telling guys, you know, this is just, you know, part of the market during the spring and the summertime. You start to see that volatility pick back up, which, you know, from my perspective, is great to see. I love when the markets are moving.
Sure.
Those, you know, 3 to 5 cent daily ranges can get pretty gruesome. But corn's really at an interesting spot. We started the week, obviously, on a high note. 475, you know, was kind of a bummer that we couldn't get out above there. That was really the breakdown point from January 12th. Yeah. So that was a big level. Now we're just pulling back to what was, you know, previous support in January, the breakdown point in February, resistance for 9 days in March, and the breakout point for May 2nd. And that is 455, give or take a penny or two. So that's going to be really important that for me, at least on a closing basis, to round out the week. If we can defend that, I think that's a heck of a good risk reward setup to the buy side. A break and close below that probably neutralize my bias short term.
Okay. All right. Move away from the charts for just a moment. The planting delays that we've already experienced, the forecast calling for more rain and additional planting delays, when does it become a day-to-day factor for the grains?
Yeah, I still think we're probably a ways out. Okay. You know, I know that the planting delays are certainly noteworthy. I don't know that they're as big of a deal as some people would want them to be. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are, but I always take it with a grain of salt, right? This is just, again, the time of year where we have uncertainty, which is really a measure of volatility, and you start to see these bigger day-to-day trading ranges and gyrations. So this is just all part of the markets this time of year.
Yeah, man. That's exactly right. And with the increase in volatility comes more opportunities.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to be ready for those opportunities when they come around. Good stuff. Thanks, Oliver.
Take care, Chip.
All right, Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. Unscripted. It's a new podcast. It's dropping today. Tyne Morgan, U.S. Farm Report. Clinton Griffiths with Ag Day TV are the hosts. We're going to talk about it next here on AgriTalk.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Invita. Invita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Invita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Invita fits your farm. Invita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Invita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk
Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We are in Kansas City, and I'm sitting here looking straight at Davis Michelson. Same place, same time. Good, man. Does not happen all that often, but
not often
here it
enough.
Is.
You betcha.
That's right. That's right. And I'm also looking at Clinton Griffiths, the host of Ag Day and the editor of Farm Journal Magazine.
What's going on, Chip? Good to see you in person.
Good to see you.
In the flesh, as they say.
And Tyne Morgan, the host of U.S. Farm Report.
Apparently, I'm an underachiever because I only have one title, Chip.
Well, no, I don't think anybody's going to. I don't think anybody's going to accuse you of that. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. And the co-hosts, Clinton and Tyne, of Unscripted, the new podcast. Tyne, tell me about it.
Well, you know, I know you don't have a script for radio.
No,
but Chip. In television, we live by a script. In fact, I often get in trouble for not following these scripts enough, right?
Yeah.
So, but our whole every story we do, every show we do, it is all about the script. So with Unscripted, we don't even go off script. We throw the script out all together, and it's just Clinton and I bringing in editors of Farm Journal. So you, Chris Bennett, Jim Wiesmeyer, had on our first podcast.
Wait a minute. Chris Bennett?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How long are you guys going to run this podcast for? It's got to take him a while to tell that story.
Listen, he can't even tell his name in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
So, but it is entertaining. That Southern accent I could listen to all day, every day. But the whole goal of Unscripted is kind of to tell the stories behind the stories. When you tune into Ag Day, when you tune into U.S. Farm Report, you see us as hosts.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't get a lot of time to showcase our personality. And surprisingly, Clinton and I actually have.
Yeah.
And so we can do a little bit of that, showcase our personality, but again, tell the stories behind the stories. And so we've introduced some segments, and I'll let Clinton go into that because we also are educating our audience by throwing in some Gen Z terms.
Gen Z.
So I don't know. Well, no, I guess I do know why. You've got teen kids.
I do. I've got a 16-year-old. I've got a 13-year-old, and they are all about the lingo. And
right.
There is lingo that when they say it, I look at them with this blankest stare of what are you actually saying to me? And so I'm constantly trying to gather up these phrases and sayings and spit them back to them and just see where they go. And just see they look at you in awe and wonder and confusion, like, how do you even know about this? And so it's fun. It's just fun to do.
Well, it's kind of a public service that you're offering then for the rest of us too.
We're doing our best. We're doing our best.
Don't get paid extra for that because maybe I'll position it as such.
that's your deal.
That's your deal right there.
So these conversations that you're having, these unscripted conversations,
yes,
what is it that you really hope to learn, find out?
So everybody has constraints, right? You've got a constraint in how long your show is every day.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you may research for 2 or 3 hours worth of content, you only can bring up an hour worth of stuff. It's the same thing for Tyne and I. We both have constraints on the show every single week or every day. And so there's always interesting headlines and behind the scenes conversations. Mm-hmm. The pregame conversation that you have with, you know, a senator before you even start recording sometimes is the most interesting part of the conversation. And the other flip side of that is, as a journalist, you want to tell people the facts, right? So a lot of time is spent just giving you the news and the information and the facts. This allows us to say, okay, what else? What else is a top of mind for you?
We want it to be insightful, and that behind the scene conversation that you are not going to get anywhere else. And, you know, our first podcast with Jim Wiesmeyer, I think it did exactly that. We say that the podcast is real, it's raw, and it's entertaining. And that is exactly what it was with Jim Wiesmeyer. Okay. So one of our segments is called What the Sigma. That's what the cool kids are saying now. And I said, Jim,
register. I got nothing.
Yeah. I said, Jim, do you know what that means? And he goes, what the hell? And I said, yeah, exactly. That's what it means. But it's the craziest headlines that we've read or that we've written over the past week, and kind of getting everybody's take on it, right? So we have that. We have Talking Tea. And let me tell you, Jim spilled some tea because that's what he does on a daily basis. I say talking to Jim Wiesmeyer is like going to the hair salon. You get all the gossip, but usually a little more alcohol is involved, right? So, you know, so we had Jim on. He gave us all types of gossip. And then we bring in some family side too. And so, you know, I actually love it because my husband, James, I can tell so many stories about him and he can't defend himself. And so it is amazing. But we bring in a personal aspect that you don't get on the shows.
I've just got, I just had a great idea for another segment, maybe a regular segment on Agri Talk.
Yeah,
the truth according to James.
Listen, that man doesn't need his own show. I'm just telling you that.
He probably have something to say.
Oh, he has something to say.
So for years, as I was editor of Pro Farmer Newsletter, and Davis will know this, he saw me do it every week. It was all about less of how it came to be and more of what it means to me. Mm-hmm. This is more of how it comes to be in these stories, right?
Yes. Because as Clinton said, I mean, you know, with his show, 30 minutes, with commercials, it's less than that. Mine's an hour-long program. There's so much we don't get to say. So many insightful conversations that we have. And it's those moments of, did you hear what such and such said? You know, it's those types of things that we can't, some of that context we can't provide on our shows that we can with this unscripted podcast. Mm. And it is so fun to be able to share some of that.
Yeah.
Well, and then just a little bit of the personal anecdotes. Like, you know, we're just like everybody else. We have daily lives. There are shows I watch on a weekly basis. There are things that are happening with me and my family. And we don't really talk about that because there's not time on a news program.
Right.
Now, if I had 4 hours every day to fill and just vamp and do it, then we would do that. But I don't. I get 20 minutes basically of news. So this just allows us to talk about all of the other things that go into our daily life and put it into context of the news.
I tell you, from the guests that I have on AgriTalk on a fairly regular basis, Jim Wiesmeyer being one of them, Davis, I get this question all the time about Davis. What's he really like? Is he really that off the wall? You know, I get those kinds of questions all the time. Unscripted is going to answer those questions about some of the people that
you gotta leave me a little mystery, though. A
little mystery. Come on. Don't leave any mystery.
Going here.
Readers and consumers of the information that Farm Journal produces, the readers, the listeners, the viewers feel like they've got a relationship with those content generators already. This is going to help to provide a little bit more of the background on that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And I think it just really softens the edges, right? So it just gives you a window into the day-to-day, the chase that we have as, you know, news folks, that you're just chasing a story all the time.
Chip, in a compliment to you, okay? They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Okay.
And Brian, our boss, he loves the free-for-all. And so the whole concept was, how do we play off of that?
Yeah.
But bring it to to more of a video podcast. And so basically, this is the video form of a free-for-all. You're going to be a regular guest. We also couldn't let Davis outdo us, and he started his own podcast. So we had to start our own podcast, but we're hoping that Davis will be a guest.
But Davis writes songs. You know, are you going to write some songs?
Do you want listeners? Because if you do, no, I'm not writing any songs.
Davis, can you write us a song?
I'll write you a
song. How are we going to be able to access Unscripted?
The best ways of, I mean, because you've got to watch it. You can listen to it, but you've got to watch it because none of us have good poker faces. No. And so, like, sometimes with What the Sigma headline, tell them, what was your What the Sigma headline?
Oh, so, like, this last week, it was talking about RFK Jr. running for president. And he talked about that he ended up having a parasite in his brain that they thought was maybe a tumor at one point. And so I read this headline.
There's the What the Sigma look on Davis's face right now.
On my face right now.
Yeah. Davis, I didn't realize how bad my face was until I watched the podcast. And I'm like, oh my God.
Of course, I read everything, right? So I'm reading and collecting headlines and news all day long. And so, like, these things come across. So I had read it, and I thought maybe they had read it, but they hadn't heard that story. So I bring it up like, oh yeah, you might have heard about this. And both of their faces are just like, What are you talking about?
It wasn't only that. It was, one, why would you admit that? And two, he's the one that's saying GMOs are bad for you. You're going to kill everybody. And I wanted to say, well, maybe it's because half of your brain's eaten. And that's why you think that, you know, but okay. It was a lot to absorb at that moment.
All I did like a minute ago was ask you where we can access this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not too sure I've heard the answer yet.
Let's go back to brain parasites. That's good stuff.
Real quick, time. Where do we find it?
Farm Journal YouTube.
Time, never mind. Clinton, where do we find it?
Wherever you can see podcasts or listen to podcasts, you can find it there. But probably the best way is to watch it at the Farm Journal YouTube page on YouTube.
That's outstanding. Well, I cannot wait. It amazes me to learn about the people that I work with and some of the things that I don't already know. You guys, thank you so much for doing this. Absolutely. Unscripted, available on the Farm Journal YouTube page. We'll be back. Conversation with Greg McBride from Atlandale, next here on AgriTalk.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 1¾ cents lower at 673¼. July SRW wheat down 2½ to 663¼. May corn futures were 5½ cents lower at 457. December corn futures closed at 481¾, down 5¼ cents. July soybean futures 2¾ cents higher on the day at 1216¼. November beans closed at $11.99. That's down 2 cents today. July cotton 83 points higher, 76.24. On your livestock, June fat cattle were up 77½ to 179.02½. August feeders a $1.47½ higher at 257.35. June lean hog futures today 87½ cents higher at 98.37½. Get more market news every market day. Visit tribeprofarmer.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Little bit of AgriTalk
in Kansas City!
It's been a while since I've been, since I've seen that. I'm so glad that ball played. Wow. Wow, that was... The choreography that went along with that.
It's all part of it. It's a full body kind of a thing. Yeah. I'm all in. All in.
Obviously. Obviously. Well done. And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. Let's talk markets. Greg McBride, Allendale Inc. is our guest analyst today. Greg, it's great to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sounds like you guys are having a good old-fashioned bro fest down there.
Yeah, there you go. It's a fun time down here. There's no doubt. No doubt. We don't get together that often. So when we do, we're going to take advantage of it. Yep. Hey, Greg. So let's go back to the conversation that I had with Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. I asked him about these planting delays that we have already experienced. And when you look at the forecast, there are more planting delays in the forecast, but it doesn't really feel like it's much of a market factor at this point. Is that the right read?
Yeah. So here's the problem, though, is that there's quite a bit of work actually being done. It's spotty. So, you know, guys will get out there and they'll do, you know, they'll work for a day. They'll work for 2 days in between these storms and whatnot. You know, talk to the guys in, northeast Indiana, northwest Ohio, about the last 5-6 years, it's been every spring has just been a deluge of rain for these guys. Well, you talk to some of these producers out there and they're slowly but surely getting it in. So if you look at where we were at just this past, Sunday, you know, Indiana's only 3% behind the 5-year average on planting for corn. So they're not that far behind. It's more Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, the big ones that are behind. Yeah. But I think this is definitely not a 2019 situation. But I think if you look at the way that the things go, the technology that we have, the equipment that we have, I mean, we don't need much of a window to get this stuff in. So I don't think anybody's really hitting that panic button or even shouldn't be at this point thinking, well, I'm going to scrap corn and just go to beans. It's too early for that.
Yeah, I like that perspective. And I think you're probably right. Except, and this, I had to correct myself and what I was thinking about this whole acreage situation. Because down south, if they don't get that corn planted on time, they make tracks for another crop as quickly as they can. So it may not be like we're seeing a wholesale change in acres in the biggest yielding production areas, but there are some areas with and planting delays in the south way worse than what we've experienced in the Midwest so far. There are some areas where acres are starting to move. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You will see that in the Delta with the amount of rain that some of those guys have gotten. I would look for more bean acres, maybe some more cotton acres. But yeah, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the amount of rain that they are dealing with down there is it just blows me away. I feel like we've gotten kind of deluged up in northeast Iowa here on occasion and compared to what they've got going down in the south, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So longer term, Greg, when does it or could it become more of a day-to-day influence on the markets?
So I think what we're looking at is you've got a couple of things working for you and a couple of things working against you. Right now, obviously, we do have some delays. There's no question about that. Last week we fell behind the average, the 5-year average by 3%. We fell behind this week by 5% total. I think that is something that they're going to hold in the back of their mind. The other thing that you look at, we just got an update on the summer weather, and there's not a major issue with production weather. You might see some dryness in the latter portion of the growing season. We're talking maybe August, September, October. The problem with that is that's when we're harvesting. We'd like it to be drier. It's going to be the far western portion, maybe the western portion of Nebraska and some of the Dakotas, maybe Kansas that have the drier areas, but we've dealt with that over the past few years. So I think that's going to be an issue. The right up front thing that I think we really have to be paying attention to, you look at CONAB just put their information out and they actually raised those numbers.
Right.
That's something to watch. But the other issue that they have, that second crop corn that's in that prime state right now, it's dry. And it's been dry for a couple of weeks, and it looks dry for the next couple of weeks. So if that's the case, maybe we start to go like we do in July, August, and September and say, well, we're not getting a good pod, or we're not getting a good kernel fill on this thing, or we're getting some pit back, you know, all the excuses that we have. That could be something that gives us a little bit of a notion to watch. Argentina, they're harvesting. Brazil is almost done with their first crop harvest and their bean harvest. But the second crop, corn, that's where 75, 78% of the overall production is. That could still take another step back as we move forward.
Okay, let's go back to that bean crop estimate that we got from CONAB. As you said, it was an increase. It was up either 1.2 or 1.3 million metric tons from its previous estimate up to 147.7 million metric tons. Is that just simply a case that the estimate swung too far to the downside to begin with?
Yeah, absolutely. That's we've been saying that for a long time. You know, there was a very good agreement between CONAB and the USDA until about January or February, and then all of a sudden CONAB started to follow some of the private estimates, and they underestimated the crop. Okay. Now, you know, the USDA has been very conservative. They always play that conservative. At some point, we're going to see those two numbers start to converge. Maybe that's 150 million tons. Maybe it's 151, but there will be some sort of convergence in a couple of months here. It's not going to happen in June. It'll probably be July or August.
If it gets back to 150 million metric tons for that Brazilian soybean crop, Greg, does that, That's more of a wet blanket over that bean market, isn't it?
This bean market doesn't really have a bullish leg to stand on. That's the tough part about this. You look at the old crop, we're at 340. The new crop, we're at 445. And
on carryover,
The world numbers are still okay. So, I mean, this is going to be one of those situations. We already know we have known issues with the demand side of things, the export demand, that is. Export demand has gone by the wayside in the beans this year, and it's probably going to do that again this year because China knows they can go right to Brazil and get those beans. They know they can get corn now as of, you know, a year and a half ago. So that's going to be a problem for us. The crush side of things does help. That's going to help. We know we've got all these crush plants that are coming online. They're going to start taking those bushels this year. There's more that are coming online later on. So that's going to help. But this is not so far. This is not the new ethanol from the bean perspective. It may be. That may be a situation for us, but it's not this year. It might be 2-3 years down the road.
Man, I hope it turns into it, though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That'd be a monster opportunity for a lot of these producers out here.
Exactly. And there are indications. There's some strong indications that it will turn into something positive. But when we go through some of the variations or some of the volatility in the crush numbers, Good grief, that April crush just was from NOPA was unimpressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm still wondering if we don't get some sort of a correction on
correction
that,
that number. Yeah, you,
they missed by 20 million bushels or something like something amount. Ridiculous. That's yeah. terrible. I mean, we have been crushing, and it's been what three straight years of just enormous crush. We continue to see better and better and better. Yeah. For us to come in and miss by that much is there's something off about that. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not going to get conspiracy theory on it, but I there's something off on that. We might have seen a misprint or something.
Right. Right. Yeah. We'll wait a little bit longer and see what kind of information we get about it. And we've got USDA's crush number to come yet too. So we'll figure all that out real quick. Before we get to the break here, Greg, the next big report for the grain markets is going to be the acreage report at the end of June. Have you seen anything to move us too far from the 90 million planted corn acres and the 86.5 million planted on soybeans?
Well, I think both numbers go up a little bit. Okay. And the reason I say that is if you look at the total acreage planted that they gave us at the end of March, I think we were 2.5 to 3 million acres under last year. Mm-hmm. So there is some wiggle room to add on. Maybe it's corn, maybe it's beans, maybe it's cotton, oats, you name it, whatever. Yeah. Most of the time, that's going to go to the corn and the beans, the majority of those.
Right.
I think with some of the areas that have gotten going and been ahead, you know, you look at, Kansas got ahead, North Dakota got ahead, Missouri got ahead, even parts of Ohio have gotten ahead on their corn planting. Right. You might see them plant a little more on the corn.
Okay. All right. Greg, stick around. We've got one more segment coming up with Greg McBride from Allendale Inc. What I want to talk about, we haven't talked about this at all yet. I want to get Greg's take on the positioning of the funds. We had a rally in the equities going. The Dow's up over 40,000. What does that mean for money flow into ag commodities?
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Being stuck in a bad timeshare can be overwhelming, straining your finances, your health, and even family relationships. I know because everyday families call us for help. Stressed to no end because of a timeshare they were misled into buying and can't even use. Some people even get second jobs or come out of retirement just to pay for fees that go on forever. I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help good folks out of bad timeshare deals. And our mission is working. To date, we've helped over 40,000 families achieve timeshare freedom. Give me a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free exit info kit. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for three generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our six store locations.
Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder lives up to its name. Whatever path you choose, from muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to get you there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for even the most epic journeys. Find your path with Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts, so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at #AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Greg McBride is our guest analyst today. We're continuing the conversation into the final segment of today's AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us. Okay, Greg, let's jump right back into it. It's kind of a shorter segment, so I don't want to slow you down here. But the fund positioning and some of the inflation data that we've received and the way that the equities markets are trading, is there any kind of a connection that we need to draw between the dots of the markets?
Yeah, you've got to watch the crude. I know there's a lot of things you can kind of throw out there about the election year. Watch the crude market. That's one that if you can get above 80 and stay above 80, that's going to be one of those litmus tests for keeping an eye on the inflation issue. Now we saw in the crude drop off heavily, I think, for about the last 3-4 weeks mm-hmm. now. So we went up, we tested 80, 88, 89, backed it off to sub 80. That'll be something that if we start to see that go back up, that's why you always see when the government releases those inflation numbers, they do an inflation number, and then they do an inflation number without oil or without fuel and without food, because they don't want to have it so weighted. Those two categories weight things ridiculously. So right. Especially the crude. So you watch that. If you get above 80 and you stay above 80 for a little while, you can see that inflation come back in, and that could help us out. Now, the other part of it is the stock market, the Dow, the S&P, they just continue to go up, up, up. Well, there's been this conversation for years that when they're done, when that's over, all that money's going to come out of the stock market and go into commodities. Well, we saw a nice inflation bump, but we haven't seen that movement just yet.
Right.
So that's something that could happen. I have a hard time with really saying that it's anything that really happens with a this year. A lot of the problem that we have with the grains, especially the, you know, the corn and the beans, is the size of the carryout. You know, those carryout numbers really are just the anchor that's holding us back. You know, if we have demand, it looks good, but that export demand is only so-so in corn. It's not bad. It's not good. We're going to be probably close to what the USDA wants us to do. But the bean side of things is so off this year that kind of holds us back. So, we're talking almost $500 million in carryout for beans. That's where we could see some problems. But one of the things that you notice is that when we start to talk about, you know, how the funds are moving money and this and that, we went from a record shorts in corn and beans, and in what, a month and a half, we saw them all the way come back to now they're almost at a neutral position. Like, we're short 102,000 contracts in the corn. We're short 41,000 in beans. That's 1 week. 1 week of buying gets them back to a slightly long position. It's still neutral, but it's slightly long. I don't think we've ever gone a full calendar year in corn without seeing at least a minor long position out of the funds.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would certainly think that just on the time of the year in the history of the markets, that with everything else that's happening, with all the inflation story, with all of that, that there would be some incentive to move onto the long side of the market for these funds. And I don't know if they're going to do it or not, Greg. It's starting to feel like they're not going to.
I think you might see that on tomorrow's report. I think you might see the corn and the in beans for that matter perk up and go positive.
Okay.
But I don't think it makes a difference. This is one of those things we've already closed that out. That CFTC report ended on Tuesday. So, you know, we're delayed a little bit to get these numbers. We've already seen these markets kind of absorb that. Now, if you look at, you know, the volume, the open interest and the price movement that we've seen the last couple of days here, it doesn't necessarily indicate that they're coming back into their short positions. What we might have seen is maybe some of the weaker longs, these newly established longs, bailing out. So we've seen the volume kind of drop off the last couple of days, but haven't seen any major open interest change. So I'm a little bit concerned about pricing, but I think we might have a little bit of time, maybe a week or two on corn, maybe 2 to 4 weeks on beans, but I'm not bullish by any means looking for that market to just take off and run like we saw in what the 21, 22 after the COVID stuff.
Okay. All right, let's get to risk management here real quick. What's your overriding attitude when it comes to risk management in these markets? Are you looking to sell strength? What's your game plan?
I'm trying to sell some of these bounces. I really do feel like we're minorly profitable, or we're protecting break evens at this point. So I think you have to be a little more aggressive on it. If we had a little more play in the carryout numbers, I think you could be a little more aggressive about waiting, or a little more passive about waiting on getting stuff done. But I think in the corn especially, I think this is one of those years where everybody has been targeting $5, whether that's the old crop or the new crop. Ever since we broke it, I think everybody's been targeting it. So this is one of those times where you got to be a little bit early to the party.
Good stuff, Greg. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for hopping on today.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. That is Greg McBride. He is at Allendale Inc. All right, Davis. Let's take a quick look at the 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for May 22nd through the 26th. We're already there.
How do you like that? School's almost out.
That's right. It's almost Memorial Day. We've got below normal temperatures in the northern and northwest production areas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Near normal temperatures expected over most of Nebraska, Iowa, far southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, into western Illinois, northern Missouri, and northern Kansas, and above normal temperatures expected in the eastern Corn Belt, Michigan, southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. It's easier to describe where the above normal rain is expected.
All right.
It's across the entire Corn Belt.
Oh, that is easy.
That is pretty easy. And in the 8 to 14 day, we've got the cool temperatures in the northern and northwest areas, above normal precipitation over the entire Corn Belt. Come back tomorrow morning, 10:06.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created